Here we are at the end of the first day of the Ugandan Summer Bible Conference. And here we have two young men who are at the conference, and they're here. I've found them at the conference center lobby, and they're willing to be interviewed. So here we go. So can you tell me your name and what you study and, you know, a little bit about your background?
Okay. My name is Fred Mwesije. I'm a member of UBF, chapter, Uganda, Makere. Mm-hmm. And I'm a student in adult education, Makere. Mm-hmm. I'm so much impressed by the Northeast African Regional Bible Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so much impressed even by the title, that I'll be a witness.
Mm-hmm.
I believe through this conference, I will experience an impact in my life.
Oh, okay.
And I'll call on the cross as Jesus carried our cross to take all our sins away, and we shall proclaim the word of God until the end.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Would you... Hello. Yes. There's another young man here. Would you be able to introduce yourself and give a little bit about your background, you know, what you study and... etc. You know, your name.
Okay. I'm James Muhindo, fourth year student of law, and at Makerere University. Been a member of UBF Uganda chapter for the past 2 years, and it's really been quite an experience. And this training center, in particular, we've always come here for our Easter Bible conferences, beginning of year leadership Bible conferences. So it's been quite an experience, and I'm really expecting a lot from this. It being an international one, where it's not only us from Uganda, but a little more.
Yeah.
With people from Kenya, Tanzania, Ethiopia, and even those from the States, actually, we are really, we are expecting a lot, and some from Korea. Yeah, so I know it's going to be a move, and so expectant. Yeah.
I think there was, I always thought there was 130 people registered, and 50 people from other nations, like other African nations, and other nations like USA, Germany, Korea. Do you know of any others?
There's been some people who came last week, actually, from China.
From China?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, how are you involved in this conference?
Personally, I'm involved in this conference as a member in the UBF Makerere chapter, and I'm involved as a leader in UBF. I belong to Loyal Priesthood Fellowship, and I've been in UBF for quite a it comes to it's almost two or three years. And I'm proud of this chapter, because really it has a unique way of seeking God. As in, you come to this a true meaning, as in, if you see their way of praying and worshipping, it is quite different compared to other churches. And we are so much inspired by our missionaries and shepherds, by the great work they are doing. And besides that, we get more to interact with different UBF member chapter, especially from Korea, from US and Germany, and recently we had the UBF Healing Mission in Uganda. Mission took place in the 2nd January. It was such an unexpected time that people it brought certain change in that community where they carried out the UBF Healing Mission. People gave a great testimony on what, and people are so much impressed, and they were seeking even to invite more for Healing Mission. So we believe through this conference it may be a revival in our faith, and to give us a new hope, and to continue, have a focus and have a mission goal in our future. Yeah. Okay.
So how are you involved in this conference?
As to me, actually, my involvement in the conference first, initially I had not wanted to attend. Yeah. And somehow when we started practicing for some of the presentations we were going to make here, the drama and dance and all that, I somehow got drawn in because I kind of drum for the, even during the worship service. And so practice, I had to take it on, and as either me or me, so I got sucked in, and somehow I also thought it's going to be quite phenomenal having people not from only our chapter, but UBF cutting across the world, because it's not just limited to Northern and Eastern Africa. So I eventually decided to come, and I came late this evening, which is I think more proof that I had not, it hadn't been my idea initially, because I had to work from 8 to 5 and then have to run through jam to come and cut the 8 o'clock session. So I got here at around 8:30, yeah, and it's really nice. I'm part of the fellowship, spirit fellowship, and yeah, then the drumming, and I believe even tomorrow the morning glory, I'll drum, and it's nice. Yeah, I feel I'm so involved, and I'm expecting a lot.
Right. Yeah, I'm expecting a lot too. We've been praying about this conference and the healing mission, Bethesda healing mission, you know, the clinic.
Yeah.
I always want to find a way to use my nursing. I've been a nurse since 1994 at a hospital. And somehow I want to find in the future ways to utilize this in some short-term mission type thing, you know. And I always had this in the back of my mind, so I figured I have to come. I have to come to Uganda, and I have to see what's going on there. And so that's why I'm here. So I'm getting a little hyped, and I don't know what God's going to do, but he's going to do something.
So have you gotten involved in that healing mission? Do they have it like once a year, I think, every January? Is that right?
Yeah, healing mission, it normally occurs every year.
Every year.
January. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first month of the year, January. And last time we had, it was in January.
Mm-hmm.
For 1 week.
Hmm.
Yeah, coming from 1st to 5th January. And it was a good experience. With, people who were involved didn't show it. Besides being medical doctors, but they show the love of God to the community.
Mm-hmm.
And they also involve us in praying, even prayer, devotion, morning devotions, and quite many activities that took place in the healing mission.
Hmm. Were you there? Were you there at the healing mission?
I personally was there.
Huh?
I was there.
Huh.
And I hope if it comes again, I'm willing to serve. Because
well, how did you serve there? Are you a medical person? I mean, is there other ways that non-medical people can serve in this mission?
Yeah, with healing mission, there are many things that you can do. There's a supportive team, and there's also some translator team, and there's also some help the medical doctors. So, in my capacity, I was serving as a translator to the doctor. So, I also rendered the service to the community and to my doctor. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Were you ever involved in that healing mission that goes on?
Apparently, I've not attended one, but this year I'm supposed to be there as a translator because I'm doing law. There's little medical practice I'll do, but because most of the doctors are not, it's a rural setting where they don't know English, so the doctors normally need someone to help translate or explain what these people are feeling, because they are saying it in their local language and translating to the doctors who only understand English and vice versa. Yeah, but I didn't, because there was a change in our semester order where there was a strike during the semester at the university. So the time when the when the healing mission was going on, we had exams. So I didn't join in. Yeah, but from the testimony of those who went, it was really ballistic. It was nice. Yeah, and very many people can't wait for such services to get back to them at no cost and with love. You know, it's not just let me treat them and they be out of this place. It's this thing with love, care, and telling them about God. And yeah, and something more to that, there are some medical students from the university who also go to medical camps where they are going to treat students. And some of my friends who are Christians tell me, at some point you find you're telling this person this is how it's going to be, but much as I'm giving you these drugs, there is it's God who makes them work. So you find you're even laying hands on people, praying for them and encouraging them. So first, on top of physically treating the illness, you're also psychologically, emotionally, spiritually empowering them. And it's for that normally the support team is always needed, especially for those healing missions. Even when you're not maybe a medical practitioner, I just come along to do that.
Yeah. What about the construction of the clinic? I mean, it's like 25% completed, or there's center block framework and whatnot, and the clinic, like, they want to make a three-story clinic, I believe, right?
Yes.
How's that going? Do you ever get involved in construction or something?
Actually, we've been praying for this, and really God has answered our prayers. Sometime we've been praying for the resumption of the construction work. But in this month, we thank God so much that the construction started and it's going on well. And we are praying that it may continue until the completion of the construction. Because actually I'm not so much involved, but my involvement is pray for the funding and pray for the workers, so that we haven't had any problem at the site, as in even any damage or accident or what. Everything is going on well. And we just have faith that the Lord will study it and will put it to the end. Yeah, by faith it will. We expect it, at least they were saying that at the end of this year, in December or November, it will be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's very encouraging because, it's on my mind and we see pictures of it. And I know it's the prayer topic and concern of UBF worldwide, actually. So, you know, concerning about translating, at the hospital I work with, there's so many people from other nations. And when we need translators, we have a telephone number we call. And we tell them, this person speaks Polish, or this person speaks Czechoslovakian or something. And I think there's like 140 different languages. And immediately they find a translator to connect you with.
Okay.
And then you go on a three-way phone with the patient, and it's you, the patient, and the translator on the phone. On your cell, you can do it on the cell phone or a special phone, and we speak together. And they have special medical training to translate proper medical terms to the patient and stuff. So that's how we do the translating. But you guys are give a more personal touch. It's not just on the phone. I don't even know where they're calling. They could be calling somewhere in the world. But they get translators very quickly. As soon as you want them, it's like 5 minutes or something. You know, they can probably many African languages too. They can find translators on the telephone. Yeah. So tomorrow, what's up with the conference tomorrow? I mean, tonight was Africa night, right? Was it very exciting? When I came in, I heard cheering. I suspect maybe you were on the drums, right?
Yeah, I was behind the drums doing my thing, and it was all for God. You know, the traditional dance is here. Much as they're traditional, we try to use the same African dances and culture to worship God, we compose songs adoring God and all that, and we use our traditional dances to accompany the songs and all that, and use our African beats and all that. Yeah, so it's what was happening tonight, and it was really nice.
I'm so sad I missed that. I bet you it was really exciting, you know?
yeah.
But tomorrow, I'm sure there's going to be some stuff going on. I mean, we got some live testimonies, I believe, right? And
yeah.
Some maybe some more dances, maybe drama or something.
Yeah, there's going to be skits, little plays and skits on top of testimonies and a message. Actually, we're going to have someone in the afternoon, and yeah.
Okay.
And then the one of the things I'm impatiently waiting for is the sports fellowship on Sunday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know they have a special international soccer tournament. I was a goalie last time, and when I came to Kenya, and I was a goalie, and I pulled a muscle in my leg.
Oh.
It's a permanent injury, but I don't think I'll be playing soccer, but I'll be cheering and I'll be hanging out there. So. So what about what are you looking forward to in this conference mostly?
I know you expect. We're all expecting something from God, you know. And sometimes we don't even know what to expect, but we're praying for God to open our hearts, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Actually, what are my expectations in this conference? Is that I should not give up. I should not be afraid of anything. I should continue. As the theme of the conference, that I'll be. I'll be his witness. Yeah, I'll be my witness.
Yeah, you like that title, don't you?
Yeah. And through this, that meaning that I am not afraid of anything, shall continue to proclaim the God's message. And in him, that is in Book of Vision, that in him we have peace, that no one can give peace. To this world, except him only, God, we can have everlasting peace. So we believe that in this conference, we expect that we need to meet.
Okay.
Oh,
you didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. That's actually a great starting point, because you know, talking about God's peace and expectations. So I thank you for the interview. I tell you, this is going to go viral, and it's going to be on website. I'll let you know how to find it. You know, but I want to. Thank you very much.